Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces. Welcome to season 12 of the Parenting Aces podcast, a proud member of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and this week I have with me Zach Decker from KT Tape, a brand that hopefully you guys are familiar with. If you have watched any pro tennis events, you have certainly seen the athletes with the colorful tape on their arms or on their abdomens or on their legs. And Zach is going to talk with us today about different ways that KT tape can be used in athletes to deal with injury, but also as an injury preventive measure. So I'm super excited. As you will hear, they have set up a discount code for all of you. So be sure to check out the show notes on parentingaces.com and get that code before you order your next batch of KT tape. And if you haven't already, we would love to have you become a premium member of parentingaces.com. Just go to our website, click on the join button, and you will see all the options available to you. So now sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Zach Decker of KT Tape.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Zach Decker, welcome to the podcast. I am really, really excited to talk to you about KT Tape. It is a product that I have been seeing for years and years now, and seeing more and more of it on my peers, not just the pros and the junior players. So super, super excited to talk to you about it and all the new stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. We're super, super excited on our end to speak with you as well and talk to the full audience team about, you know, how can you incorporate KT tape into not only your life, but maybe your kid's life and kind of what it can do to keep folks moving and really keep folks on the court as long as they can and even after the court. So really, really, really excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And as we were talking offline, the older I get, the more injuries I seem to be having, and it's nothing major. But whereas 20 years ago, I would have a little pain and take a couple days off and be fine to go, now it's taking longer and longer to recover from those little, you know, aches and pains. And so I'm excited to hear how I personally am going to be able to use KT tape to keep me playing, and also to share with our audience how kids can use the product and college players can use the product. So let me just kind of start at the beginning. Can you kind of give us a little bit of background on how KT tape came to be and what your role is with the company?
Yeah, KT tape in the US, our first introduction was really back in 2008 when Kerry Walsh Jennings first wore it in the Olympics. And it kind of blew up in the sense that people were asking, what is this on her body? What is this thing? And then from there, kind of transcended into the retail landscape. But the reality is, kinesiology tape has existed for a while, actually in Eastern medicine, and which is where most of its origins are, specifically in Japan. And so, you know, like the U.S. adopting things like green tea as an example, and tea, it's a similar mindset here where it's able to help really solve a lot of like what we call, like to your point, like those niggles and those minor pains or those strains. You know, it's definitely not a replacement for larger, more serious type of injuries that would require surgery. But in terms of like, how do I stay on the court through tennis elbow? How do I stay on the court through a quad pull? Or what's going on when my lower back is really tight and it's preventing me from running? You know, that's really where we step into the mix. So it was born in the Olympic landscape with Carrie, brought into the retail landscape through essentially a licensing deal through Kenzo Kase. And so we've been fortunate enough to kind of be the Kleenex of the category, both as the first mover, but also just focused on creating really premium quality tape. And so in most recent years, to your point of like, what's it going on in the landscape, is we know we've done a great job in terms of the professional market. And you see a lot of pro athletes continue to use the tape. And that is at a trickle down effect from the pros, ironically, straight to the high school locker rooms where trainers are educated and trained and have a strong knowledge in the benefits and how to apply it. And your kids are probably learning it sometimes and bringing it home, and you're finding out about it or you're seeing it on TV. So we know we've done a pretty good job on those two echelons. What we realize moving forward is like, how do we make sure that people like us that are no longer necessarily going out every day 100% on the court, but still wanting to play, how do we stay in the game? And so, you know, part of our new focus moving forward is, you know, how do we make sure that for your club sports or for your general weekend sports that, you know, we're really providing a solution for you to kind of work through those issues at the same time. History of the product, started in the Olympics, born with superior performance elements of it with high performing athletes, adopted by the youth sports elements in terms of they also want to be high performing. But the reality is like an injury is an injury. And right. If it's going to help a body who's 18 and help a body who's 28 and who happens to be a pro, like we can have that same solution for everyone else too. So that's kind of where we are today. And it's a quick glimpse of the history, who I am. So I'm the chief marketing officer. I'm also in charge of product development as well. And so, you know, we're kind of a scrappy team here in Utah. But we're really focused on, you know, empowering movement for everybody in terms of being able to use the tape. So that's my role here today, is to try and bring some broadening awareness, answer some questions, maybe, you know, debunk or demystify anything from like, how do you put it on, or what's the issue with putting it on, to what am I really getting out of it?
So let's talk about it. Let's start with the junior tennis player. What would be the type of injury where KT tape would be an appropriate product to use or an appropriate treatment to apply in order to keep a player safely training and competing?
Yeah, that's a great one. So I'm going to skip the obvious, which is like tennis elbow, and go to something that people don't really talk about a lot, which is knee injuries, patella tendonitis, or things like shin splints. As you know, stopping and starting on courts can be pretty tough on the lower part of your body. And regardless of any age, you know, a lot of folks do develop shin splints as an example. And so there's not a real great solution for shin splints as we know it today. A lot of folks will try compression sleeves to try and hold things together. But then that has other implications. A lot of folks will try and ice it and bear through it. And stretching, of course, helps. But KT tape is a great example for younger folks who are just getting into what we'll call more intense or endurance type elements, where actually it'll help suppress some of those issues that come up through shin splints. And so that's one example. Another thing that's also talked about too with running on the court is really just general tightness and soreness of like your quad muscles. Mm-hmm. Still believe in things like foam rolling, still believe in things like trying to have good nutrition and stretching. But the reality is sometimes you're going to be sore irregardless. And so, you know, one of the things that we've discovered with kinesiology tape not actually through a KT backed study, but actually through other academic studies is, you know, one of the benefits of wearing kinesiology tape on a major muscle group is it actually helps improve blood flow in that region. And so, like anything, when you have an improved blood flow in the region, it actually helps move the bad things out and helps bring some of the good things in more frequently. So that's one of those things. I mean, the basic philosophy of how kinesiology tape works is essentially it lifts the skin, and lifting the skin has a muscle fiber that's attached to the skin. And so that muscle fascia also gets lifted as well. And so that has two benefits. Benefit number one is what we just talked about, which is increased blood flow in that specific area. So essentially, providing better circulation. But then the other element we just talked about for pain relief is really pain is usually a function of impingement or swelling. Mm-hmm. And so when you create more area in that area where there's swelling, it actually helps reduce some of that pressure as well and that pain. So there's really a lot to be said about kinesiology tape from either solving for joint pain or ligament pain, and then solving for muscle soreness. And so, that's kind of one thing I think people don't always think about is you don't have to wait until you get all the way to an injury. You can kind of try and premeditate and pre-manage it by using the tape there. But on the flip side, if you are injured or if you've gotten to that point, it's a way of helping to speed up that recovery at the same time, providing some relief and support on the skin.
I love that. And, I want to just reiterate a point that I've made in the past. And that is, if you're having pain is your body's way of telling you, stop, figure out what's going on here before you continue on with this activity. You might need to take care of something. You might need to treat it. You might need to ice it. You might need to rest it. So we're not talking about masking pain. We're talking about you have recognized that there is some pain there. You're trying to alleviate it in the moment so that you can perform this activity. And then when the activity's finished, it's time to address the cause of the pain and try to solve for it.
Yeah, that's a great reference. And I make the green tea reference as an example of like, hey, when you're properly sick, you probably need medicine, right? It just like if you're properly injured, you probably should seek proper medical care in that sense. But if you've got a cold, right, or if you've got a niggle, or if you've got something that's you twisted your ankle, to any of those levels of pain that your physician has said, you could still compete. You're going to have to keep this in the back of your brain that there's maybe something holding you back a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's really where we step in. And I think that's a great call out of like, we are not in the business of trying to solve something that is more serious, but we are in the business of keeping you on your feet. We joke sometimes it's not about getting to the finish line. Sometimes it's about getting to the starting line. That's just as important in your training. And so we're really there to like, let's get you to the starting line. And then once you're there, like we'll talk about how you get to the finish line.
I love that. And I think that's a really important distinction, especially when we're talking about growing children who are training at a high level, competing at a high level. There are all sorts of things that can go wrong along the way. But if you have made the commitment to, for example, play in a tournament that's requiring travel, that's requiring missed school days, that's requiring for the parents to miss work, if there's a way to manage that niggle or that little ache that it's not keeping you from competing, it's just making it uncomfortable for you, why not manage it, get through the event, and then deal with the cause when you get back home?
Agree. And at the same time, support matters, right? And I think that's one of those things we talk about, and we're learning more and more about kinesiology tape, is this benefit of proprioception or the sensation on the skin to help provide those healing benefits. And so, we were starting to actually learn more about like how do braces interact differently than how kinesiology tape, and maybe there's some overlap between the healing effects and your body support. So I think to that point, like, there's not a replacement for just rest when mm-hmm. you're properly injured. But when you are competing, the reality is tendonitis, kind of regardless of what age, can creep up into the solution here. And so, you got to address those.
Yeah, for sure. And, it's also important to be educated on the types of injuries that get worse through use and the types that aren't going to get worse or better if you continue to play or train. And that's something I've had to learn the hard way, unfortunately, having tendonitis in my playing arm. you know, it doesn't get any better when I rest and it doesn't get any worse when I play. So my mental state is much better when I'm actually playing. And so I just deal with it. But yeah, I think this is all part and parcel of the education process around taking care of our bodies and understanding what's going on. One of the new announcements that's come out of KT very recently is the launch of your new app. And I just actually happened to download it. I don't know if you guys can see it, but if you're watching the video version of this, this is what the app looks like. Zach, tell us why the app and what you're hoping the app will solve for.
Yeah, the app came into existence as we discovered there's really kind of three big barriers to kinesiology tape. Essentially, what is it? What does it do for me? How does it work? And then how do I apply it? And the big one is, like, let's say you're like, you know what? I want to give it a shot. I want to go for it. I've heard about it. I've heard great things. But then it's like, well, where do I start? Like, my elbow hurts. Like, I know I want it. How do I even consider doing this? And you know, of course you could have someone apply it for you that's a trained sports professional. But we said, you know what? How do we go ahead and bottle their brains into like an easier to understand application methodology? And so actually at KT Tape, we have a sports med panel who's comprised currently of four doctors of physiotherapy to chiropractors. And you know, these are some very heavy hitters everywhere from, you know, essentially PhD levels in here in Utah to actually the USA track and field trainers and their physicians. And we actually partnered with them and we said, hey, how do we take what's in your head and make it easy in a digestible format? And so we kind of spent a lot of time thinking through of like, okay, if Dr. Aaron Hassler from track and field is going to tell me how to tape my knee, like how would she tell me? How would I do it? And then how do I make that into a video format and cut up the video format such that Lisa at home can pull up the app, click on the knee on the app where my knee hurts and say, oh yeah, you know what? I do actually have this issue with my shins, or I do have this knee pain. And so we really focused on essentially making it very digestible for you to self-apply your tape and not have the anxiety or worry. Or even waste a strip, right? Like we right. joke of how important it is not to waste a strip because you don't want to be sitting there fumbling through a video. So we've really made this app hyper-focused on educating folks on how do you take your body part that hurts, point to the body part on the app, pull up a list of the other components that you're interested in, and then watching a video format that's broken up and repeatable so you can replicate it and put it on without wasting a strip. And so we're super proud. I mean, it's been a lot of work to get it out there, but you know, this is one of those things where it's totally free. You know, there's nothing for us to gain from it other than like educating folks and getting folks excited to do it on their own. So I'd say give it a shot, take a look at it. Don't be afraid of the like, where do I start mentality? We've hopefully tried to remedy that. And so when you land on the app, you have the option to kind of register and pick a sport. And so we've done a couple things to say, okay, what are the most common sport injuries? And we try and serve you up with those applications. But if you want to skip that, it'll take you straight to what we call Tape Man or Tape Woman. And you'll see on the homepage of the app, it's literally a guy or a girl kind of in a running, jumping position with dots and around the body part. And so you would click on a dot, and let's say it's for your tennis elbow, right? You click on a dot and it would pull up all the applications on the elbow or the region of the arm that you could do. So let's say as an example, you have a tennis elbow, you'll literally see tennis elbow written out there and you would click on tennis elbow. And from there, you would get served one of our videos we've made and we'll highlight how many strips do you need to use? Is it a full strip? Do you need to cut a strip? Where and when you're gonna put those strips? How do you open the backer paper? How do you actually apply it with the anchor stretch anchor method to make sure you're getting that proper skin lift? And then, you know, making sure if let's say you have an example or a question like, you know what, I'm on step two, I want to repeat it. We've also built into the video function kind of a repeat. So you can mm-hmm. press the repeat button and it'll play that 4 second or 5 second video back to you and repeat until you've got it dialed in, and then you can move past the next one. So really the purpose of the app was just to empower knowledge to everyone who's looking to explore the category and, you know, bottle up these sports med brains into an easy to use application.
Well, so what I heard from all of that is that when our kids are loading up their bags to go to practice or to go to a tournament, not only do they need to make sure they have their KT tape in there, but they might also need a little pair of travel scissors that are airline approved so that they can carry their bag on the plane when they're traveling. And they need to make sure their phone is charged so that they can check the videos and make sure they are taping properly before they get on court.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to caveat that, we have tried to show 99% of our applications as a full strip. So hopefully if you're traveling, you wouldn't have to cut it, but if you need to kind of make a half strip, it's super easy to cut with the backer paper on it.
So I have what may be a silly question, but I've seen several colors of KT tape. Do the colors mean anything, or are they fashion statements?
Great question. The colors are fashion statements only.
Okay.
It is not a function of like adhesion strength or any of those things. However, we do have a family of tape. And so under each family, there are slight variations of designs and colors. And so we've tried to focus that family from kind of like a gentle application for folks that have maybe more sensitive skin or sensitive areas of their body that they'd like to tape. Like, for example, some elements of the wrist can be sensitive. But then as you move up the landscape of the portfolio, we have a cotton tape, which is our original tape. You know, we advise the cotton tape to be used for more things like yoga or recovery, only because like if you're wearing a cotton t-shirt, you know, the sweat wicking principles aren't as strong in cotton. Mm-hmm. And so we have cotton, which is a little bit more cost effective, but not as sweat resistant. Then as you move up, we have our Pro Tape, which is really our main line of tape. And our Pro Tape is designed for what I'll call like 90% of your sports applications. It's a strong adhesion. It's designed to have a more sweat wicking functionality to it. So if you're working out, you can wear it. So that's one thing. And then we've designed another tape called Pro Extreme, which is our same sweat wicking capabilities of Pro, but with a really strong extreme adhesion that's designed for either high humidity or swimming. So when you see a swimmer wearing kinesiology tape, it's most likely Pro Extreme, which is a higher adhesion. Or if you've got a tournament in Florida and it's crazy hot and humid, you know, I'd recommend the Pro Extreme there as well. And then on the other side of it, we're on the forefront now trying to push the boundaries of what else can be embedded or be used with kinesiology tape. And so you'll see we've recently launched KT Tape Pro Oxygen, which is taking actually some fundamentals you're actually seeing from like the Tom Brady recovery sheets with this product called Cellulant. We're taking an infrared technology and infrared powders that essentially increase the oxygen directly under your skin and actually the cellular's capability to retain oxygen directly under the skin. And so we've embedded minerals into that tape to do that. And that's obviously like the highest performance level tape we carry, right? For folks that are looking to get the best advantage out of either recovery or the best advantage out of performance. So we have a performance line of different tapes, each for different functions. And then under each line, we do have types of colors and fun things. And, you know, as an example, we're getting ready to roll out some what we call energy drops here. So, you know, we've partnered with Molly Seidel, the marathon bronze runner from the Olympics last year, who's running the Chicago Marathon coming up soon. And, you know, that's another example of a custom designed tape that she's designed for her fans and for folks that want to wear that's relating to Chicago. And so, you know, we try and celebrate and have fun with different colors and designs, but you know, fundamentally it's they're all kind of, all the colors can be across all the portfolio level tape.
Got it. Well, I'm glad I asked, because that's really interesting that there are different levels of the tape itself. What about the glue or the, what do you add?
Adhesion part of it.
Yes. That, is there an issue with it sticking to body hair, you know, pulling, things like that? Any kind of precautions that, like, should you put talcum powder or baby powder on underneath it or anything like that?
Yeah, great question. So I would say the one thing to keep in mind when you're wearing a tape on your body is essentially if there's oils or residues or lotions, that adhesion will actually bind to the oils and the residues, right? So when you ever hear of like tape not sticking well, it's usually a function of there's something on your skin, like a lotion.
Okay.
Or
sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's something that the binding element sticks to first instead of your skin.
Okay.
So we always recommend, hey, you know, make sure your skin is relatively clean and clear of anything that would bind to. If you have to double down with like a wipe of some type, you can do that. But usually a water to and drying that's going to be sufficient. But yeah, so oils is key. The other thing to keep in mind is a lot of folks have a tendency to like really stretch the tape on. And when you stretch the tape, it's got a fundamental principle of wanting to lift too much, right? And it's not actually sticking to the skin. So we always kind of reinforce this anchor, then stretch, and then anchor again. So you have two anchor points with the stretch in the middle, and not to overstretch it. You know, there's been a lot of understanding and studying that actually you don't need to stretch kinesiology tape like it's going out of style, right? You can very moderately stretch it and get the benefits. And so, you know, that's the other piece of advice. And then I would say the third one is really just, you know, give the, it's like, there's a thing called dwell time. We recommend an hour before you really, really intensely sweat a workout to put the tape on. And that's to give essentially the tape time to bond and dwell. And so, you know, if you put the tape on an hour before, you make sure your skin is relatively clean. You do the anchor stretch, anchor method, and you don't overstretch the tape. Like there really shouldn't be any fundamental issues with the tape staying on, hopefully. And then every skin's different. So yeah. Like if you do feel like there's things, you know, gentle is our least strong, right? Because it's the gentle. Extreme is our most strong. So, you know, that's not to say if you want to make sure you're getting the most opportunity to never fall off, like get the extreme. But they should all work for you. And then your last question on the hair. Yeah, if you've got hair that looks like my beard, you know, it's gonna be tough to stick. It's gonna stick to the hair. And so, you know, we do recommend, you know, someone who needs to trim can trim. However, there are plenty of guys I know that don't trim and they're fine. So, okay. You know, just keep that in mind. Like it you probably would want to get the extreme, and yep, it's you're gonna probably rip some hair out when you take it off. But that's kind of the way it goes when you're dealing with kinesiology tape.
Okay. You made me think of two more questions. One is there an SPF factor to the tape, or if you're using it, you know, to play tennis outside, should you put sunscreen on after applying the tape?
Yeah, great question. There is not an SPF element to the tape. However, you know, it's like imagine a performance working shirt, right? Mm-hmm. It will provide a barrier in that sense, right? So it does provide some UV protection there. Okay. Not going to replace sunscreen in its entirety. You know, we don't officially say, yep, go ahead and just slather sunscreen right over it. However, you know, if you follow the right guides and the instructions, you know, the tape's been on for an hour and you're not just caking it on top, like, there's a good chance, like, hey, you can still wear your sunscreen. I'm going to always say wear your sunscreen. So don't skip that, even if you're wearing kinesiology tape, but just try and follow the procedures of like, I've got my tape on, my skin's cleaned. I'm going to put some sunscreen on my arms.
Yeah. Like
just, you know, do the right thing in that sense.
Okay. And is the adhesive hyperallergenic? Is there anything, people with sensitive skin, do they need to take any extra precautions?
Yeah, great question. No, I would say we have tested the gentle, right? And that's why we're able to kind of make that statement. The other ones are not necessarily going to give you like a reaction that we've seen. In fact, most of what you'll see of like, oh, I wore KT tape and I had an issue is actually due to the overstretching of the tape. Mm. That goes back to you're agitating your skin by, if you overstretch the tape wants to naturally recoil back. And when it naturally recoils back, imagine like the worst, like rug burn or sort of twisting your arm. It's usually when you see people say like, well, my tape, it hurts when I wore it. It's usually because they kind of ratcheted it down too far.
Got it.
So that's usually the skin irritation problems we see. And then, you know, from a customer service perspective, it's like myth busting. It's like, oh man, was there something wrong with the tape or did they apply it wrong? And so, you know, we end up having to kind of chase that one down, but 99% of the time it's overstretching will irritate your skin. And it's not the adhesion.
So this just kind of brings up a reminder I want to give to our audience, which is just like anything new, don't use it the first time. The first day of a tournament, test this out during practices, you know, during drills. Don't use it the first time when you have the stress of competition because you need to make sure that all your ducks are in a row, that you don't, you know, that you know how to apply it properly, that you're not causing any type of discomfort for the player by putting it, overstretching it, or that the adhesives, you know, maybe causing itching or whatever it could be. So please, please, please don't use this the first time in the middle of a tournament or the beginning of a tournament. Just like with taking on-court snacks or electrolyte drinks, make sure you test all of this out in a practice setting. So just want to reiterate that point. Zach, is there any danger in using KT tape as a preventive measure? Could it then cause a problem to worsen, or is using it as a preventive just that, a preventive measure?
That's one of the top questions we get, which is actually more related to, I feel like I put the tape on wrong. Am I going to now injure myself? Mm-hmm. The answer is no, you're not. I mean, while you do have muscle fiber and fascia that's attached to your skin, it is not like the same major muscle fibers that are moving your body that level of degree, right? Like, you're not shifting around your quad muscles when you put tape on, and you're not going to like cause those issues. So I would say, is it going to cause an injury by, hey, I put it 2 millimeters in the wrong direction? Like, no, it will not. To be totally, the only thing you'll get out of it is just, if you put it in the wrong spot, you won't get a benefit from it, because it's, that's the honest answer. But I would say, like, you know, with that being said, at the end of the day, you know, to your previous point of like, hey, do some research to make sure you put it on right. You know, if you're taping over something and you're trying to strap something down that shouldn't be, like, yeah, it might cause like a skin irritation, or it might cause your body to not necessarily feel that way that it normally does. So, you know, spend the time to like do the proper applications based on either the mobile app or the web. But like, you know, I would not anticipate, and we've never seen it, especially with our sports med team, of like, has it caused issues? No. And so that's the one rumor, is like, you're not going to, you know, you're 4 millimeters off, or you're 2 inches off on your back, and all of a sudden, are you going to like throw your back out? Like, no, you're not going to do that. But on the flip side, like, don't try and stretch the tape from your back all the way to your chest and expect your shoulder not to hurt after 4 hours of wearing it like that, you know? So it's one of those kind of not going to cause damage. Just don't do anything crazy like that.
Is there an athlete that's too young to use KT?
You know, it's funny. We don't officially market necessarily to younger athletes, and that's not necessarily because we don't believe it works for them. Obviously, like the trainers in high schools do. It's just, you know, we try and as a class one medical device, try and say, you know what, we're going to focus on the older demographic. So when you see marketing materials, it's not that we're afraid of younger folks using it. It's just, we live in a world today where we've got to be hypercognizant of what we say and how we officially market things. But that's not to say that it's not gonna hurt anybody. You know, my 13-year-old niece wears hers for diving, and her whole diving team wears it, and they've been using it for a long time, and a couple folks do, and you know, no issues there. I would say, if you have questions, you know, don't forget to use your resources, which are, you know, physical therapists and PTs. You can also reach out to us, and, you know, we can always, you know, reference questions back to our sports med board as well, of other doctors. But no, the reason you don't see it out there is strictly just a decision to market to an older demographic, just from that element of it. But I would put it on, you know, essentially down to like the teens and maybe some of the preteens. I would say, you know, as you get below that, you know, then you have to question, what are the injuries?
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually muscle development at a certain age doesn't necessarily have the same issues of injuries, right? Like, you know, it's right. When was the last time you saw a 5-year-old pull a hamstring, right? So I think you just kind of have to ask yourself of like, what is that age bracket and that serious level of competitiveness where injuries do start to really occur once that starts to transition, which is usually around middle school, upper middle school to high school.
Yep.
Then I would consider it.
Okay. So yeah, this is a really important point too, Zach, is that if a 12-year-old is having these aches and pains, this is something that needs to be checked out by a medical professional, because no 12-year-old should be having a sore back or tennis elbow, tendonitis, things like that. And, you know, there could be something technically going on. It could be an equipment issue. It could be a string tension issue. So, you know, if you're thinking, well, we'll just put KT tape on it and that'll solve it, that's not likely going to be the case. And if you do have a younger athlete, don't let those kinds of injuries sit unchecked. They do need to be looked at. What else am I forgetting to ask you? I feel like what's coming next? The app is new. Are there more products in the works? Or
that's a great question. And before I answer it, I'll reinforce, like, you know, I think when KT tape first came out, it was like, okay, what's this thing? The reality is, like, we do fundamentally believe in sports medicine. And we believe in sports science. And so we are just now, especially in America, becoming more knowledgeable of the world of what is other sports medicine solutions out there. And frankly, kinesiology is one of those probably underserved ones that's starting to now trickle its way down. It's like, oh, yep, maybe the Japanese and the Europeans had it right. And it was actually some good, interesting stuff to take away. And so, you know, I would say, like, for the older demographic, like, great, we did not grow up with it. And so it's really hard at first to be like, what is this thing? You know, our kids are growing up with it and they're starting to understand it better and faster than we are because their trainers are also introducing it to it. You know, I'd say, you know, educate yourself on it. Know that at KT Tape, like, we value science. There's a reason we have a sports med board, and it's because we literally consult with them on every new product that we develop. And that's to make something that's efficable and safe and the right thing that's actually going to solve a real problem. So I'd say, you know, don't forget that is, like, we believe in it too. And we believe in doing the right thing. So hopefully that helps address some of that questions. To your other question, like, what's the future? So we continue to kind of develop kinesiology tape solutions like ProOxygen. So we've got a couple more in the pipeline that are similar. You know, and what we're trying to also look at is, like, how do we marry other sports medicine solutions into kinesiology tape? So we're exploring that as well. But the other thing we're also interested in doing is building out our portfolio of KT Health. And what that is how do we take other more established categories of sports medicine that's more consumer? And then how do we disrupt it? How do we make it better? You know, how do we look at something that's pain management, or how do we look at something that's about an element of inflammation and make it, you know, either more cost effective to you from a clinician's office, or do we, how do we just make it and make it a better solution for you? So we have a pretty robust pipeline coming down here pretty soon. Can't speak to what it is for 2024. But I will say, you know, one of the bigger topical analgesic trends that is coming up is, like, how do we look at things that are solving inflammation on your skin, right? So we've explored that category a lot, and making sure it's in a safe thing for folks to actually absorb into the body and actually have meaningful inflammation solutions in those areas. So we're exploring that. And we're going to be coming out with a couple new products that are coming down the pipeline there. But for 2023, you know, our big launch was ProOxygen on that side of it. And we actually treated our mobile app like a new product launch in the sense of, like, opening the landscape up for folks to look at it. One of the things we also recently launched was our ice sleeve. So if you go look at our website, or if you go look at Amazon and some other retailers, we launched essentially an ice sleeve. And the reason I love this, it's one of my favorite products, is, like, an older dad, is I get, like, crazy sore knees and sore quads too from, like, you know, I go for a run and I get home and I'm like, man, glad I went for a run, but, like, my knee is killing me.
I so feel ya.
Yeah. So I'll still tape, but, you know, like, icing still matters too. Right. And so, we have a product that's essentially a sleeve, and it goes over your knees or your elbows, but it's a gel. And the gel itself actually freezes. And so what makes it unique is it's not a rigid freezing gel. It's actually very pliable. And so you can wear it on your knee or elbow for 20 minutes of icing, fully encompasses your knee, but you could still move around. And so, you know, I definitely encourage folks to go check it out, especially if you've got a sore knee like me all the time. But things like that, how do we disrupt the icing category?
That sounds like another one of those products that needs to be in the kid's tennis bag, especially when they're at a tournament playing multiple matches a day, several days in a row, And I mean, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I used to have the worst time trying to get my kid to sit still long enough to leave the ice on so it was effective. So the ability to ice and move is a real problem solver, I think.
Agree. And if you remember the days of the old plastic cups or little paper cups with the ice, and you'd have to like rub it for hours and it'd be a wet mess everywhere. And
yep.
You're driving from one race or one tournament to the next and the back seat's covered in water. You know, one of the things we focused on with Ice Leave is it's no mess, right? It's it's pliable. It's the same temperature that's recommended for a viable icing solution for 20 minutes. And so we have three sizes. We have a small medium, which is really designed for elbows and smaller elbows, like for your kids. Mm-hmm. We have a large XL, which is kind of like a in-between size. So it could be an elbow for some people, could be maybe a knee for a smaller person. And then we have essentially a double XL, which is really predominantly for knees or bigger knees.
Okay.
Check them out. One of my favorite products is one of those. Every time someone learns about it, like the first thing they come to is like, man, Zach, that Ice Leave like saved my life. So, you know, it's one of our favorites.
So you mentioned Amazon. Where else can people purchase KT tape and the Ice Leave and anything else that y'all have coming out in the future?
Yeah. You know, one of the things about kind of being the branded category leader is we have some pretty good distribution. So Walmart Sporting Goods is a great place to look. CVS Health is another great place to look in the pharmacy section. You'll also be able to find us at most of your food and drug stores. So if you're like a Kroger's or an Albertsons out west, you'll be able to find it there as well. Dick's Sporting Goods will also carry specifically things like the Ice Leave and things like that. So, you know, you really can find us in a large swath of brick and mortar retailers. We're usually either placed in a pharmacy set where you'll sometimes see the kinesiology tape or a sporting goods set, depending on the retailer. But yeah, if you visit, you know, a Target, a Walmart, Sporting Goods, you know, with Dick's, most of your food channels, we'll carry kinesiology tape. And then depending on which product level they'll carry in terms of mm-hmm. either like the full swath or they'll carry some of the health products. Obviously, of course, the website, you know, we'll have our full portfolio as well.
And you guys are, thankfully to us, setting up a discount code for the Parenting Aces community, which we appreciate very, very much. And that will be available in the show notes on parentingaces.com. So those of you watching or listening to this, be sure and check those out so you can get that discount code. What is the price point? Where do you start and kind of what's the range?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. There's online, if you go to Amazon, you'll see a swath of kinesiology tape options really there. And some of them we'll say are like kind of the lower end of the spectrum product quality. Some are from maybe European partners that folks have brought into the US, you know, that you don't always know where it's from or what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for us, you know, our cotton pricing can start essentially just a little bit above $14, $13, depending on the account you're in. And then once you get to the premium levels around $20, $21, $22, our Pro Oxygen is at $24.99.
And that's for one package or
that's
one
a great
roll?
Question. That's one roll, 20 strips.
Okay.
You know, the biggest thing you'll see when you go to most brick and mortar stores is you'll see either private label or you'll mm-hmm. see us as the branded one. Obviously, I'll push the branded one for two reasons. You know, one is they've been able to get those costings, not necessarily like pharmaceutical private label, where it's the exact same regulatory formula.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case when it gets to like private label for us. It is truly a different kinesiology tape quality.
Okay.
So, you know, when I think as Americans, we're trained like, oh, private label, it's going to be the same as like the exact. But the reality is like certain categories where it's legally required, yes. Ours is not that case. And so, okay. You know, I will say like, if you want the best adhesion, if you want the best stretch and recoil, if you want the one that's going to last the 4 days, like get the branded one. In terms of what you'll see on Amazon, right, you'll probably see some random, you know, miscellaneous products again that I wouldn't put them on my kids just because it's on their body. It's on their skin. You can take that, you could roll that roulette wheel if you'd like, but to me it's one of those things where I'd make that investment. And you know, I think the other thing to keep in mind is like our price level and range is really focused on hopefully providing a solution that's going to fit within your budget. And I recognize like having kids in sports, because I have kids myself in sports, it's expensive. And, you know, while it is frustrating to get them an expensive piece of equipment, what's more frustrating is when you buy them something and it just doesn't work because right. it's cheap quality. And so, you know, that's my push here. The dad is like, get the one that you can at least feel confident and you know, has sports medical panel advisories, consulting to make sure it's the one they use. And like, it's literally the same product that you're going to see on the NBA players or like the football players. Like, it is that same product. So like, if they're using it, and by the way, we don't pay them to use it. That's what they ask for. Like, if they're asking for it to use it, like it's the best stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's my punch. That's my
I love it.
Product.
No, I mean, you make great points. You know, we're not talking hundreds of dollars here. We're talking, you know, $25 for the high-end product for a package. And, you know, listen, tennis parents, we're spending way more money than that on electrolytes and, you know, new grips and all of those things that our kids have to play the sport and be competitive in the sport. It's so worth it to spend the money to keep them healthy and injury free and pain free and all of those things. So, don't buy the knockoff, buy the real deal and know what you're getting and what you're putting on your child's body. And that's super important. Zach, I have learned so much today. Thank you so much for taking time to come on. And I'm really excited about the new products coming out. I can't wait to get an ice sleeve. That is going in my shopping cart immediately when I get off of this Zoom with you. I think that's going to be a game changer for my tennis elbow. I'm excited.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me, Lisa, and super excited to be a part of essentially your child's growth and development and solutions for it. And, you know, there's great fundamentals in sport that carries over into life and, you know, anything we can do to keep them in that and keep them mentally engaged and doing those things is really important.
Absolutely. Well, again, all the links are going to be in the show notes on parentingaces.com, including the discount code that Zach has graciously agreed to set up for you guys. Zach, thanks again for joining us on the podcast. And to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we will catch you next time on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast, for tennis parents by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.